You cannot fault the spirit of this group of players, the way they drove on tonight and just dug in. I think that was the best I can describe the way we played tonight. And I thought we were excellent. I just thought the subs came on, Longy, Chairman and Derek did really well for us also.
There's nobody that's going to want to play this group of players at home, is there? The way that you're banging them in away. I mean, I don't think that's ever been done before. Four straight goals in three matches.
Yeah, well, I'm not sure whether it has or hasn't.
It hasn't
at the club. So we're very, very pleased with that because, you know, getting goals for key players breeds confidence. And I just felt at the start we got the lead and, you know, we kind of took our foot off the gas a bit in that period where it was almost like, oh, 2-0 again away from home. It's all going to take care of ourselves. But, you know, Oxford are a better team than Gillingham. They're a good side. And I just, you know, it was my only criticism of the lads at half-time. I said, I just felt, lads, it's just almost, this is going to be easy. It's going to take care of itself. Well, it wasn't because they are such a good team.
You've so many players now that put the effort in right the way to the 90 minutes. And in Gary Medin, Josh Vella, I mean, you could pick another couple out, but yeah. To go the 90 minutes, it's a goal that Josh deserved at the end, wasn't it?
Yeah, no, he's been phenomenal for us. And 10 goals for the season, all from open play. I don't think there's many midfield players who've got that tally. But we want more from him. We're greedy. You know, he's got the ability to get more. He's got incredible athleticism, you know, which the modern-day player needs. But he just can get box-to-box so quickly and so often that I wouldn't like to mark him.
What's the extent of the injuries then, Phil? Do you know at this stage?
Lafonda had a bit of blurred vision, so, you know, I think the doctor's having a look at him now. Darren's hamstring tied up, which, you know, just a bit of fatigue probably. We just hope it's not too bad. He hasn't pulled his hamstring or anything. So we just need to look at that. Beavers went down as well with a problem with his knee. So we were, you know, we were patching up thinking what we're going to do if Beavers has got to come off, because he was great again tonight. So, yeah, we probably won't know the extent of those till tomorrow morning when we get back up the road.
Everybody keeps saying, and I'll be honest, I've been one of them, that this season's been built on defence, and particularly Beavers and Wheater have been immense, but you're banging the goals in with, you know, with such regularity now.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're looking a threat, and like I just said, the pleasing thing for me tonight, you know, Longy's had a bit of a funny period with us because he came in, got sent off, then got a bit of an injury, but he looked so dangerous tonight when he came on. You know, we had to change the shape in the second half because, for obvious reasons, we get overrun a little bit and we put him on the left, and I thought kind of he made the difference for us, really. Maybe he should have squared that one towards the end. But, you know, he just got us up the pitch and really gave the right back a torrid time.
I know what you guys are like on the touchline because you've got so much to look after. You probably can't take it in, but, you know, some of the football's been brilliant. And to be fair to Oxford, particularly second half, that was a belting game of football as well as everything else.
Yeah, very good side, very good side. They've invested a lot of money in some good young players and you can see it. I've seen them a lot this season. I've been down here a couple of times and I knew this would be a hard game tonight because, you know, everybody wants to showcase themselves on TV and you could see it in their players. But, you know, if you look at the second period, that, you know, they did have possession apart from the free kick. I didn't really feel that under threat. I thought we were very disciplined in our shape and, like I said, always carried that threat with the pace out wide.